Hallelujah, hallelujah. He always makes a way in Jesus' name. Let me get this other screen out of here, guys. We're getting started this morning. We're pretty much sold out for today's webinar, so praise God. I know the Lord's going to be doing something miraculous here in this free deliverance service. It's a mixture of teaching, discipleship, mentorship as well, and as well having Jesus heal brokenhearted issues. If you've been dealing with some demonic oppression issues going on in your life that you don't think is normal or that you think should be happening at all, period, we can approach Jesus to get freedom and turn to Him. Let's open in prayer and thank Him for such a great day. Jesus, we thank You that today is the day that You have made. And again, we rejoice and we're glad in it. Father, as well, we thank You for preparing their heart, working on them, Lord, through the Holy Spirit. Right now, prepare them for the restoration, the miracles, the signs and wonders that You're to be bringing, as well as touching on their heart, revealing Your word as well, Jesus, that they will get that word. It will be like a living word, a rhema word from You. Jesus, we also are standing in the gap for them. Lord, a lot of them are dealing with some major issues and they're looking for freedom. We know that You're the God of breakthrough, that You are our deliverer and our defender. And we turn to You, Jesus, knowing that You are our restoration. And we thank You for another great day here and Your Holy Spirit moving freely in Jesus' name. Amen. Hi, everyone. I'm so happy we can meet again here today for our weekly free deliverance service. And grace and peace to you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm thrilled to be with you here today as we explore the powerful secrets from God's Word for defeating demonic attacks. Let me go over to my screen over here, guys. Make sure that it's there just for you. You know, throughout my 15 years of ministry of experience, I've seen firsthand the reality of unforeseen forces trying to discourage believers. But I've also witnessed the limitless power of Jesus Christ to break every stronghold and set the captives free. Through spiritual warfare, even though it's real, we serve a mighty deliverer. His name is Jesus Christ, and He causes us to triumph through His name. And we can turn to Him over these issues. In just a moment, we're going to be taking volunteers for questions, walkthroughs. But before we do, I felt led by the Lord to focus specifically on using King David's secret strategies for spiritual warfare. The Bible makes it clear in Ephesians 6:12 that we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers of the authorities of darkness, the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in heavenly places. You know, though we live in a physical realm, we have a supernatural adversary, his name Satan, who commands fallen angels called demons. And the enemy stalks about seeking to devour. Actually, he's roaring around. He's going like a lion, you know, looking who he can devour. And he's looking for believers. He doesn't really care about the non-saved because they're not saved. But he does care about believers. And what he'll do is bring deception, temptation, torment, and affliction. But beloved, just as David stood boldly against Goliath through faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, we too can stand unwavering against the giant of the spiritual wickedness. Romans 8:37 declares that we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. And that's Jesus Christ. So today, I want to highlight David's secret battle tactics against demonic powers. By following his example, we can tear down strongholds in the power and the authority of Jesus' matchless name. Let's explore David's proven strategies for victorious and getting the victory in Jesus' name. Well, one thing that we want to do is know our adversary. Know your enemy, Satan. He's originally appears in Scripture as the serpent who deceived Eve in the Garden of Eden, leading humanity into bondage, which is through sin. Ezekiel 28 and Isaiah 14 describes his origins as a rebellious cherub angel named Lucifer, who arrogantly sought to become like God, being cast down from heaven as a result. Revelations 12:4 tells us his rebellion convinced one-third of the angels to join him, and they too were cast down, becoming the demonic spirits who now follow Satan's lead in constant opposition against God's kingdom and his people. In 1 Peter 5:8 describes our adversary, the devil, prowling around like a roaring lion, seeking anyone he can devour through his evil forces. I'm taking back to the story of Job here because, you know, our Heavenly Father was sharing, you know, such a great thing about Job and how he's been so faithful to the Lord. And here comes Satan. You know, that was his purpose. He was just devouring, looking who he can bring up as a bring blame. Again, you don't see him bringing up, you know, non-Christians here or non-Jews back in the day. He's bringing up people that were chosen by God. Our authority to fight Christ, to fight the enemy through our victory in Jesus Christ. Praise God, we can get our victory over Satan. And even though he's a formidable foe, Christ has fully disarmed and defeated him through the cross and resurrection. Colossians 2:15 proclaims that he disarmed the rulers and authorities to put them into shame by triumphing over them. The devil has been defeated already, guys. But, you know, a lot of times we haven't brought the issues before the Lord, and we're very ignorant to God's word. We're perishing from this lack of knowledge. Luke 10:19 promises that Jesus has granted his believers authority over all the power of the enemy. As born-again followers of Christ, the same Spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead, the Holy Spirit, it lives in us. We have the resurrection power and the strength through Jesus Christ to crush every evil spirit, demonic attack that comes against us. We have Jesus Christ as our warrior through the Holy Spirit, who's our guide. And that Holy Spirit, that Jesus said that he wasn't leaving us as orphans, he says that that's the same Spirit that raised him from the dead. No, the good thing is that we have an armory. We have weapons of warfare that we get to use against the enemy. Again, it's not in our strength, it's in the Lord's strength. So we get to wield weapons in addition to Christ's authority. God has given us mighty spiritual weapons to enforce Jesus' victory over these demonic forces. Ephesians 6 outlines the armor of God, including the truth of the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, and prayer. Furthermore, Zechariah 4:6 assures us, but not by might nor by power, but by the Spirit, says the Lord of hosts. Through the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, we have power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and overcome the enemy's works in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And as one of the things that's going to be important here is by bringing up these issues as part of the David's secret battle, that strategy that he gave to us as part of this. So one of these strategies that he shared is to call upon the Lord. Now, let's explore some of David's proven tactics against spiritual forces of darkness that enables us to walk in victory as overcomers through Christ. First and foremost, David cried out to the Lord constantly for deliverance and refuge. In Psalms 18:2, it declares, "The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my rock, in whom I take refuge, my shield, and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold." We overcome the enemy's attacks by running to God as our solid rock, our protector, our deliverer, and we get to call upon him today. David also prayed boldly for God to go before his throne and to go into battle as well. Psalm 68:1 commands us, let God arise, let his enemies be scattered. Let those who hate him flee before him. Through Christ, we have authority to decree God's intervention against the spiritual foes and declare his victory. Also, David learned how to take refuge in God, resist the devil. This is another way to get our victory as part of this. So he's going to ask us to use scripture to get a freedom as part of this. So resisting the devil's key tactics. David modeled his resisting the enemy's oppression by determining having faith in God. Psalm 61:3 proclaims to the Lord, "For you are my refuge, a strong tower against the enemy. as we take refuge in Jesus Christ, we can confidently resist the devil until he flees, as in James 4:7 promises. When evil thoughts or demonic accusations come against you, stand on God's word. Declare aloud scriptures about your righteousness, your identity, and your spiritual protection in Christ. The Lord loves you. He's called you. He's marked you. He's called you by name. He's counted every hair, every tear. He loves us, guys. And we get to turn to him and say, I am righteous through Christ. I know my identity in Christ. I know that he is my protection when I need him the most. And we get to command the powers of darkness to leave in Jesus' name by taking up refuge in God. And we are able to get the enemy off of us and get our breakthrough. And we just keep on knocking until it comes through. We're also going to want to release God's power through praise. David did this as well. Additionally, David powerfully wielded worship and praise against spiritual foes. In Psalms 149:6-9, it exhorts, let the high praise of God be in their throats and two-edged swords in their hands to execute vengeance on the nations and punishments on the people, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with feathers of iron, to execute on them judgment is written. This is honor for all of those who are called to God, the godly ones. Praise God, we are able to call on the Lord, just like David did here. As we magnify Jesus through praise and thanksgiving, God arises to scatter the enemy and bring freedom to the brokenhearted. Release the sound of heaven through spirit-led worship music. Watch godly divine shows as part of that, and watch God intervene against these demonic attacks. You want to be completely covered by the Lord, having no open doorways for the enemy to come against you. A lot of us say, oh, no, whatever, it doesn't matter. It does matter. It does matter what we listen to. It does matter what we watch. And if we're not being lifted up, then we're just being torn down. And we need to turn to Jesus or as well make sure that we're on the right track. One thing that Jesus shared in scripture that really bothered him were the ones that, you know, would go to church on Sunday, but all week long, you know, they wouldn't do anything extra, you know. Friday would come around, they'd get drunk once again, you know, wake up the next day hungover, you know. And he talks about that these are the ones that he's saying this isn't the life that Christ wants us to live. So Christ will work on your hearts to share with you things that we need to do, like fixing our eyes on God, like David did. This is another battle strategy he used. In the midst of spiritual battles, it is essential that we keep our eyes fixed on God, like David modeled through his life. Despite his ups and downs, David consistently centered his attention on the Almighty Deliverer who fought for him. When David sinned terribly by committing adultery with Bathsheba and murdering his good friend, he quickly turned his eyes back to God, crying out for his mercy and redemption. Psalms 51 shares, 1, have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love. Though deeply flawed, David kept turning and returning to the Lord, saying, who have I in heaven but you? And there is nothing on earth that I desire besides you. He trusts in God's faithfulness and his love to redeem him. A lot of times I want to share with people and they think that they've done too much, that they've gone too far. I usually go back to the Bible. I'll talk about David. I'll talk about others. And I'll say, hey, so did you send your best friend to die on the front line so you can sleep with his wife? You know, and if you've done sessions with me, you might have heard me say that to you. And a lot of times we're like, no, I didn't do that. And that's one of the things that David did. Or, you know, what did Peter do? Well, he denied Christ 3 times. He also told Christ not to go to the cross, you know. And here, you know, that Jesus was actually rebuking Satan, and David didn't know what he was really doing at that point in time. But we saw that, you know, he also tried to commit and do, hey, let's build some altars after he saw an encounter. But Jesus still loved him. through all of the mistakes that he made. And he didn't do a whole bunch of crazy or bad things, but, you know, but again, a lot of us, we think that it's just too much. We've gone too far. David encouraged himself by remembering the wonderful works of the Lord that he did for his people, Israel, and past, in ages past. That's what we get to do. We get to go back to those times where we can remember how the Lord redeemed us before and how he's going to redeem us again. A lot of times I'll tell people as well, you know, I want you to go to a place where you felt the presence of Jesus as strong as maybe your salvation. Maybe it was an encounter with the Lord, because it goes back to a time where we felt the presence of the Lord. And he's going to show up once again, you know, because we're calling on his name. And Samuel, 1 Samuel 36, when the Amalekites raided the land, taking the women and children captive, David greatly was distressed about this. But David was strengthened himself in the Lord. Like David, we must strengthen ourselves in God's proven power and unfailing love revealed through Scripture. You need to repeat Scriptures over yourself of encouragement, knowing that who you are in Christ. Rehearse his victories. Praise him for the demonstrations of his glory. Anchor your heart in his promise and character. No matter the intensity of the spiritual battles, guys, we fix our eyes on Jesus Christ, the deliverer who contends for us, the author and the perfecter of our faith, Jesus. Like David, he quickly repented of his sin when he fell astray. Return to the Lord who redeems you. Wait patiently on him to act. He shall trample against the enemy underneath our feet and will become victorious. As John, 1 John 4:4 declares, he is the one who is, who is greater than he that he is in the world. The battle belongs to the Lord. He shall bruise Satan under his feet, as in Romans 16:20 promises. You are an overcomer through Christ, so continue to wage the war armed with these strategies until the enemy is put under your feet. There's something about the persistence of the friend that Jesus shares in prayer, and we forget it, guys. We really do forget that persistence in prayer. We forget about how he shared with us how we need to spend time with him. And bring these issues before the Lord. So when Jesus shared the strategy of coming to him as a friend in a parable and said that the shameless knocking of the friend, there was a refusal. He didn't get what he wanted in the beginning. So he kept knocking because he was looking to entertain a guest who showed up. It must have been important. And so Jesus shares, it's not because of his friendship's sake with you that he opens the door. And we forget this. Oh, friend Jesus, I can call him friend. You sure can. And as well as a friend, as you knock on the door, he may not open it in the first try. And a lot of people, they'll share with me, hey, pastor, I tried this and it didn't work. I went to this deliverance minister and it didn't work, you know. And I tried this prayer and I tried this thing. And I tell them, well, how often did you try? Oh, 2 or 3 times, and I go, what, that's not enough. What do you mean that's not enough? Jesus feared persistence is the key. Shameless persistence, as a matter of fact. So when we don't get our answer, we turn to the Lord again. Maybe it's the next day. Maybe it's hours later. Jesus, I didn't get my victory. I'm turning to you again. I'm going to be relentless, Jesus, until I get my victory. I'm knocking on that door until you open it. Again, as we knock on that door, that's how Jesus wants to heal those brokenhearted issues, and we keep bringing them up. So if you didn't get your victory, don't blame the other pastor or the other minister. They're just men. That's all they are, men and women of God. They're human like you and me. They make mistakes. They're not perfect by no means. And as well, God's working through them, and he's taking you through a journey. And what you're going through, he's going to be using it for his glory. And then, by the way, everyone that's here, as Jesus heals these brokenhearted issues, he's called you to help deliver the brokenhearted. He's going to call you to your friends and your family member to help them get their freedom. And what the enemy meant for bad, the Lord will turn around and make it for good. Just like what he did for Israel. how many cursed Israel? How many kings? How many sorcerers? How many warlocks and mediums went through and cursed Israel and were paid to? Many. But what happened is our Heavenly Father would take what they meant for bad and turn it for good. And that's what he's going to be doing for you. So in conclusion, friends, as I want to share with you that through embracing these proven spiritual strategies, like David did, we can get our victory. We can walk and tread upon serpents and scorpions and every attack from the enemy. As we call upon the Lord and take refuge in him, praise him, fill our hearts with scripture, resist the devil's lies, walk in holiness, and fix our eyes on Jesus, he will empower us to conquer and demolish every satanic stronghold. Remember, greater is he who is in you than he who is in this world. The battle belongs to the Lord, and he causes you to triumph over all the power of the enemy through faith in Jesus Christ. Keep fighting the good fight, equipped with these weapons to get your victory. And as well, God shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. You are more than a conqueror through him who loves you. Hey, let's close in prayer. We'll be calling on volunteers in just a minute here. Heavenly Father, we thank you for revealing your spiritual warfare strategies through King David's example. Teach us to reflect, to wield these weapons you have provided, including calling on you as our deliverer, praying for divine intervention, taking refuge in your presence, releasing praise, saturating our hearts with scripture, resisting the devil, steadfasting and walking in holiness. I know, Lord, that when we fix our eyes on you, Jesus, we can get all of the freedom. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. The Lord is good and his mercies endure forever. Boy, I'm so happy that the Lord was able to bring a breakthrough over these areas, as well as that this teaching is important for us. Every single week, we're going to be having a new The Overcomer's Guide. Is going to be some strategies the Lord wants to use so that you can get victory. This is an ongoing sanctification process, guys. It's not like just a once and done. Sometimes we'll get immediate miracles. Sometimes, you know, the deliverance process happens. But after it happens, then Jesus is saying, hey, I'm calling you. I'm doing something in you. I'm wanting to set you free. And then as well, when I'm done, you can't go back to your normal life. Why? Because you're a Christian. You have the Spirit of the living God inside of you, and he wants to do more with you. A lot of times we'll get healed, we'll go back to our normal lives, and we're not seeking the Lord. We're not going to church. We're not tithing. We're not spending time with him daily. We're only calling on him when things go crazy. So he's going to want you to keep turning back to him, guys, and as part of that. So what I want to share is on my screen here is our spiritual warfare training through inner healing. This is a free training that we have for the body of Christ. Let me share my screen. Whenever you get to our website, you can go directly here. It's underneath online training, spiritual warfare training. And here there is about eight steps to go through as part of this. We got a lot of testimonials. There's nothing to sign up to. You can't subscribe. You'll start getting email blasts about what's going on in the ministry as part of that. And then you'll see step by step to get some freedom. Each one's kind of short too. That one's 7 minutes long. This one here is 3 minutes long. So they're not all super long. They're going to go to steps to get freedom. It'll be number six here. It's not a long video here either. It's 6 minutes and 10 seconds. And then as well, there's a worksheet to go along with it. That's what this is next, and I'm going to share my screen with. So when the enemy's tormenting you, whatever is going on in your life, you get to approach Jesus as a friend and a father to get your victory. And so whatever it is, you know, demonic oppression, maybe fear, something's going on. You just don't know what's happening. So you immediately start bringing these issues before the Lord. So when this happens, you'll go to step one. In the name and authority of Jesus, I separate soul and spirit. I command any evil spirits to detach and leave in Jesus' name. If forgiveness is required, say out loud, I forgive whoever it is and what they did to me. If you need help, help me, Jesus, to forgive these people. I'm doing it by faith. If it's just fear, just keep moving on. Sometimes it's not a wound that someone did to you. Step 3, out loud say, Jesus, I ask you to heal this part of me now. Jesus, please come. Speak to me. Minister me. Provide confirmation to allow me to move forward. During this time, Jesus is going to come. You're going to wait on the Lord. He'll bring confirmations and show up in one of three ways. He's going to show up here today as well in one of those three ways. One, you may hear Jesus as a confirmation. He may share his encouraging word. Maybe he says he loves you. Says that he was there the whole time. Whatever he's going to do, it will take away the pain as well and then bring encouragement. Two, you may see Jesus in some sort of encounter or vision. Like Zechariah or Daniel, they had encounters and visions. And you may see Jesus, holding that young little girl when you're just a kid and he was right with you. Or as well, you might see him in present day, just doing the surgery, setting you free as part of that. Whatever he does, it will just bring encouragement and take away the pain. Lastly, if you don't see or hear Jesus, he's working behind the scenes for us, guys, like the centurion. Or he's already sent his word, and he believed that he did, and he brought peace and healed the person as well. So he'll do the same thing. He'll bring peace to whatever's been going on, and if there was pain associated with whatever that was, he'll take away that pain as well. He always heals those brokenhearted issues. So once you have got your confirmation from Jesus, then you're going to go ahead and say, hey, you know what? I want to seal my healing. Say out loud, in Jesus' name, I seal this healing and declare this doorway closed to my past now. And finally as well, you want to express gratitude to the Lord, thanking him for what he's done. If you get stuck, guys, you don't hear the voice of God, there's some additional steps for you to get freedom. I won't share those with you right now. Share my screen one more time with you guys, and we'll start taking some volunteers. Last thing I'm going to be sharing with you is our self-deliverance training. If you feel led by the Lord, you can go ahead and take this training as well. We do charge for this. It's $9.95, I believe it is, or $9.99, one of the two. Again, this is going to be about 3 hours of training, walking people through the process. It has our new steps that are inside there that we most recently updated, and then has our self-deliverance training in there. There's also a worksheet that's going to be associated with this. You're going to see testimonials of others walking through the process. We also walk through it with the self-deliverance, Holy Spirit-led, as well as self-deliverance, working with demons. Sometimes we can't hear the voice of God clearly, but these demons are really powerful. We can hear them good. So if that's the case, it's just more work that you have to do. Make sure that the enemy's not lying to you. And then you'll be able to get your victory in the courtroom. Actually, the courtroom's going to be used there as part of that, guys. So you'll ask the courts to be convened. And then your finger will be used as the finger of God as a representation. He searches your heart, reveals to you where these open doorways are. If there's legal rights here, wants to heal, restore them. And then you'll bring them all those issues before the process of Jesus as a friend and father through inner healing. So praise God, we're able to get that freedom and we can turn to the Lord. All right, we're going to be taking some questions as well as walking people through the process. You can raise your hand. If you could not raise it on the screen here, you can raise it on the side here so we can call on you and walk you through the process of getting freedom in Jesus' name. What we're going to be doing here is walking you through self-inner healing. It could be anything. Maybe you feel betrayed by someone and there's woundedness there. Maybe it's a traumatic moment from your past as well. It could be more than that. Maybe you're just feeling depressed, anxious, fear, anxiety, hopelessness. Maybe other issues that are happening in your life that you just can't explain. Maybe you feel blocked and you can't have a hard time moving forward you want victory over feeling blocked. Maybe it's seeing, hearing, feeling demons. Whatever these issues are, we can bring them all directly before Jesus to get it healed and restored. And he wants to heal the brokenhearted, guys. One thing I'm going to ask you to do before we take any volunteers is, according to Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, hey, turn your eyes on Jesus now. Put all of your trust in the Lord. Lean not on your own understanding. In all of your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. I'm in agreement with you, brothers and sisters in the Lord, for your victory, according to Matthew 18 and 19. It shares there that if two of us are agreeing upon earth about anything at all, that it will be done for us by our Father in heaven. And he says, where two or three are gathered in his name, he's already in the midst. He's here, guys. He's here to heal the brokenhearted. He's right here, and he's going to heal you as you turn to him. Release your faith right now. Watch him come through for you. I see that we have Michelle here. Thank you so much, Michelle. Give me a second to make it available for you to unmute yourself. I make everyone muted in the beginning. All right, Michelle, you can unmute yourself as well. I'll put you next to me now. And if you could, go ahead and open up your camera. And if you can't, that's okay as well, Michelle. Share with me what's happening.
Yes, sir. I started getting attacked in 2019 really bad. And I'll tell you why. I had gotten in a little trouble and I was in jail. And then I was taught, so I'm going to read the Bible myself. So I was in there reading the Bible and a thought comes to my mind because I went to heaven when I was 15. So I seen the gold, that not a sea of glass. I seen the river coming around with the temple and flowing down. I seen the mansions there. I seen all that. But my life went hectic, and I started making mistakes. So I was reading the Bible, and I thought, well, you know, God is love, and being in his presence is pure peace and love. And I remembered my visit, and I thought, well, who's the ones in this Bible telling people to kill? Because Jesus even left us a message and said, well, the devil is your father, and his lust and desires are murder and lying. Pretty much, he was a murderer and liar from the beginning. Yeah. And that the truth will be in the devil. And after I thought that thought, well, who are these people? God says, thou shalt not murder. Why would he send anyone to tell someone to go against the commandment and murder?
Right.
So then I started getting attacked. It's like, if I spoke up and said God is love, and God says, don't break his commandment and murders one of them, and I thought that, then now I'm being attacked by evil because I think the way, and they made me hear them and see things. I've been going through it 4 years, day and night, being tortured. They speak through me sometimes, just like push the air through me to get words out that they want. Because they can't fully possess me like that.
Right.
But they're actually doing it from the outside of me and pushing words through the airway. I don't know, because I'm not a demon. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not to deal on.
When this happens, Michelle, then what I'm going to encourage you to do, even though we'll bring this before the Lord and get some freedom here, there's always work that Jesus wants to do even afterwards. So when it comes against you, you're going to turn to Jesus and you're just going to tattle on the enemy. You're going to say, hey, Jesus, the enemy's tormenting me this way and I'm being tormented now. I hear another thought. I hear him speaking to me right now. And as the same, what we're going to do here is what you'll do there. Jesus, I call on your name and authority, divide soul and spirit. Heal that part of me. What's going on, Jesus? And if it happens to be a bad memory, then we ask him to help us forgive, you know, those people that wounded and hurt us. But we bring all of these issues, Michelle, one after another. We just never done it. So what we do is we'll read our Bible, you know, we'll pull it out. Maybe we'll grab crosses, holy water, whatever we're doing to try to get our freedom. But at some point, Jesus says, do you know what? You know, the cross is great. The holy water is great. The anointing oil is wonderful. Having a Bible in your hand, but you know, my relationship with you, my name is something that you get to use to break these strongholds, the name of Jesus. And we bring up everything that doesn't, uplift us. As well as Jesus shared, our Heavenly Father only gives us good gifts, Michelle. So as a good father, he's not going to turn around and say, you know, hear this demon. So, you know, all right. Oh, that's from God. Nope. Recognizing, wait a minute, this isn't from God. It's not pure, holy, just, praiseworthy, honorable, of a good report. And then Jesus is then tugging on us, saying, wage warfare. Don't do it in your strength, but wage warfare now. Bring up the issues. And that's what we'll do, Michelle, here. Let's bring these before the Lord. And let's go back to one of those times where this came through. Maybe it brought fear. I want to go back to like maybe when this first happened like 4 years ago. Can you go back to that memory, Michelle?
You know, yes, I was standing there. Well, I went to sleep in one place, and I woke up in the same place 6 days later.
Oh, wow. So you just had like a big old blackout, huh?
I had a big needle mark in my arm, and I had marks on my arm, on my body, where it looks like things were inserted in my body without my permission.
When you found this out here, Michelle, how'd that make you feel?
It's hurtful because, you know, I said I would never get the Mark of the Beast chips or anything like that. And it's hurtful that that was, you know, something like that was done to me.
Let's have Jesus heal that. Is that okay, Michelle? And, you know, if we don't always remember everything that happened here, sometimes we have blackouts. We don't remember those things. And a lot of times it was too much for us to handle, Michelle. If you can imagine like that pie chart, if you can imagine a pie, we got Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Well, we got spirit, body, and soul, spirit, and body. There we go. I got the words out wrong. And if you can make that and put it into like a pie that was separated equally, and in our soul, whenever a wound happens that was too much for us, you know, like a child, you know, being abused or hurt really bad, or this thing that happened to you, it's too much for them. We've seen with little kids out of the blue, they're crying and crying and crying, whatever's going on that was too much for them. And at some point you see them and go, and then they're just all right, Michelle. And I'm like, well, what happened? You were just crying and you were going crazy just a moment ago. And the Holy Spirit says, you know what? That was just too much for them. Let's go ahead and let's cover it. But it needs to get healed. And that's an open doorway, but let's make it so that they can be normal. They can have a job, have kids, you know, do all the normal things, but there's all these little wounded things that the enemy's been using. So let's have them heal that brokenness that's there. Take you back to that rooted area where this pain came through. And when you woke up, there was fear, there was confusion. You didn't know what happened here. So he's taking you back here, Michelle. Let's do it together. Say, Jesus, thank you for bringing up this broken memory.
You're cutting out on me.
Oh, sure. Say it again here, Michelle. Say, Jesus, thank you for bringing up this brokenhearted memory.
Jesus, thank you for bringing up this brokenhearted memory.
I call on your name and authority.
I call on your name and authority.
I divide soul and spirit.
I divide soul and spirit.
Is there anyone that you need to forgive here, Michelle? Yourself, God, people?
No, I'm not angry with God. I'm angry with the devil.
With the devil. Okay, well, you don't need to forgive him. That's all right.
I know not to be angry with God because he's not the one torturing me and torment. You know, I get burnt my things and I know it's not of God, so I can't be angry with God because of it.
Right. Are you upset with God because it hasn't come through yet, Michelle? Your victory? Are you upset with God because you haven't gotten your victory yet?
No, I just think that some things need to repent too. Yeah.
So say, Jesus, please help me to forgive everyone.
Please help me to forgive everyone.
Including you, if there's anything.
Including you, if there's anything.
I choose to forgive everyone by faith.
I choose to forgive everyone by faith.
Jesus, will you please come?
Jesus, will you please come?
Bring confirmation this issue's been healed.
Bring confirmation that this issue has been healed.
Please minister and speak to me now.
Please minister to me now.
Here he comes right now. Jesus, thank you for bringing healing to Michelle. Bring her one of those three confirmations. Let her hear your voice, see you, Jesus, or just bring peace to this area. Back in the past when this first happened 4 years ago when she woke up. It's right here, Michelle. He's healing this issue. He'll bring you some confirmations. What's he doing?
I just had a different feeling in my body.
All right, go back to the memory. See if Jesus brought peace to that memory. If you didn't see or hear Jesus.
I don't have any feelings of upset.
No. Praise the Lord. And a lot of times, Michelle, you know, when we talked about it earlier, you know, it may bother us or whatever. But the Lord's really good about taking that pain away. And we'll spend a lot of time wasting trying to hear the voice of God during this time. Jesus, why aren't you speaking to me? Or, hey, I didn't get that encounter I got last time. I'm so upset. You know, he shows up in one of those three ways. And again, he's not like a magic genie we get to rub, you know, and say, hey, bring this encounter to me or let me see the heavens. It's all right. Sometimes it's just dry, Michelle. I mean, that's just the way life is. And then as well, Jesus shares it, we just keep knocking as part of that. Let's bring this issue before the Lord right at the root where this happened. And let's have Jesus do a bit of self-deliverance over you. Let's do this together here. Go ahead, Michelle.
Started. A child, I was being abused, you know, by people.
Right.
And now this has come in to abuse me as well. So it's like an abuse since childhood, and now this evil spirit is doing it too.
Right.
So I think, you know, the abuse, I mean, I love my family and I forgive them, but being in this abusive, happen to hear them speak to me and abuse me.
Right.
Now I can't go away from them. You understand?
Yeah.
I can't walk away from them.
Well,
so it's bringing up the abuse that I went through as a child to make me feel like that I'm nothing and like no one loves me. That's what it's trying to do.
Yeah, Michelle, this is going to be a process here, by the way. That's what this whole thing is. You know, we haven't brought hardly any of these issues ever before the Lord. And a lot of people are like, hey, get it healed in an hour, 15 minutes or whatever. And I'm like, oh, my goodness. Are you joking me? Sometimes the Lord's great, but a lot of times he's doing a work in us. And he's wanting to do these. Some of them are big ones, like layers that he wants to restore. And you'll see it's going to be a process, Michelle. The Holy Spirit's going to have you sit on your couch. You'll be sitting there watching TV, and all of a sudden a memory will come up. And you'll spend the next, 20 minutes of Jesus healing that brokenhearted issue that was never resolved. And that's just one of many that he's going to be bringing up. So this may be something that you may want to say, hey, Jesus, I want to be proactive about all of this brokenness. I haven't brought any of this before you, Jesus, and I just feel the torment. And so I'll come to him daily and use that spiritual warfare training as part of that. We're going to have you go to a place where you felt the presence of the Lord the strongest here, Michelle. We're going to have the courts of heaven convened. And then as well, we're going to do a bit of self-deliverance. Is that okay with you? Perfect. Jesus, will you please fill everyone up here from the tips of their toes to the top of their head in your glory? Jesus, they will stay in your presence. Jesus, we ask according to Matthew 18:18, that the first and second demons of highest authority in everyone here to be bound and escorted to the courts of heaven by two angels, and that these demons will stay bound and give their testimony before you, Heavenly Father, as well as the righteous Son, Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit will lead and guide them all into truth. Jesus, we're to ask that our finger to be a representation of your finger, to search ourselves by the finger of God, to see whatever demonic oppression is here. Jesus, as well, there's fair warnings to these demons. They already know what's happening in the courtroom, and one of them is going to be consumption by fire, with the blaze coming from your presence when they don't obey. Holy Spirit, you're going to be your guide during this time, and you're going to share with her whatever open doorways that are here. Let's do it together here, Michelle. Say, Jesus, I search myself by the finger of God.
I search myself. Jesus, I search myself by the finger of God.
From the tips of my toes to the top of my head.
From the tips of my toes to the top of my head.
I command that.
I command that.
Whatever's not of God.
Whatever is not of God.
Holy Spirit, reveal it to me now.
Holy Spirit, bring what?
Reveal it to me now.
You
might hear a name, you might hear a function, you might have a memory from your past that the Lord needs to heal as well. Whatever he shares with you, share with me.
I guess since I went through this, I've gotten upset with Jesus. So, it's not his fault, and I recognize this, and I realize it.
That means the Lord wants to heal it.
I don't even know if it's really me that, because they mess with my feelings and emotions and my mind. I don't know if it's really me, because I'm not angry with him. I know that he gave his life for me as well as everyone. And so I'm not angry with him because he laid down his life and he gave it.
So let's ask the Holy Spirit a question here, Michelle. Say, Holy Spirit, does this have a legal right to be here, this thing?
Holy Spirit, does this have a legal right to be here, this thing?
You'll hear yes. No. All right, so let's tell the enemy where to go. See, I command you to go to the pit in Jesus' name.
I command you to go to the pit in Jesus' name.
Amen. Michelle, it's just that simple to do self-deliverance. And sometimes what the Lord will do is he'll bring up memories and things as well. And the enemy as well is just trying to hold on to these areas. He doesn't want to lose hold of you, Michelle. That means he's failed. And that's his purpose. This to steal, kill, destroy, make you feel like you're going crazy, insane, and to take away your life early. So praise God that the Lord is bringing this to your attention. So if you feel led, Michelle, then walk through those steps that we did earlier. Whatever bad memory, whatever legal right, whatever you're feeling coming against you that doesn't lift you up, just bring them all before the Lord, including if you feel led, take that next step in self-deliverance and say, hey, Jesus, you healed the brokenhearted thing. Now, is there any other legal rights that the enemy has against me? And he'll help you in that process to get more freedom as well. Michelle, thank you so much for volunteering today.
Thank you, Sid.
Oh, was it really hard to do as we walk through this process here, Michelle? Pretty easy, huh?
Yeah.
Amen. Praise God. Well, it's meant to be easy simply because Jesus is the one who's at the area of leading and guiding us through the Holy Spirit. That's why it's easy for her. That's why it's easy for you. It's why it's easy for me. We get to turn to him. Hey, I don't feel good, Jesus. This doesn't make me feel good. What's going on? I call on your name and authority. Get this enemy off of me according to Hebrews 4:12. Divide soul and spirit, Jesus. Command these demons off of me. Will you heal this? Will you set me free, Jesus? I call on your name and authority. Give me confirmations of moving forward. It's your relationship with the Lord. He brings these confirmations as you interact with them. And as you get restoration, then you start believing that Jesus will do it. And then you expect it. So when you call on his name and authority tomorrow or 2 weeks from now, he showed up earlier, 2 weeks ago, and he showed up just like that. And you believe that he would. And so, again, your faith is released of knowing that Jesus is going to show up, heal, and restore that issue. What happens, guys, is so often is that we don't believe Jesus will do it. And we have all this doubt as part of it. And so when doubt comes in, my encouragement to you is turn to the Bible. Read the Gospels. There's something about Jesus inside there, man. Watch what he does with his life, how he lives it, how he talks to people of authority, how he spoke to his disciples, how he handled things, as well as his example of healing and restoration. And you'll see as you start watching Jesus or hearing Jesus or reading Jesus, it says faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. So we start getting built up in our faith because our focus is on the Lord and what he's done in the Gospels. The Gospels are great as well because of all the healing and restoration. And Jesus uses it here and says, hey, I want you to have that kind of faith. If you can have this much faith as a mustard seed, all the issues that you're going through, watch the Lord go ahead and move mountains on your behalf. He'll move mountains for you as you trust in Jesus Christ. It's not my authority and me and Tim. I'm just a guy. I'm just human like you. It wasn't her authority, but it was her believing in Jesus. It was me in agreement with her for her restoration for Jesus. And Jesus said, hey, there's two of them here. Let's go ahead and bring victory and let her know that there's no legal right for the enemy to be here. It's just a demonic oppression issue. And it was commanded to go to the pit, as well as Jesus showed up to bring restoration over that issue to the point that it didn't even bother her no more. So that's what the Lord will do. Even though the memories are here, even though the torment might be there over other issues, we can go back to the issue that he just healed and see that it's been gone and you're set free from it. All right, we're going to be taking on another volunteer here. I'm trying to get the person's name here. I believe it's going to be Yasanga. Yasanga, give me a second, Yasanga. I'm going to go ahead and put you next to me. As well, if you can unmute yourself and turn your camera on, if you can, please. And if you have a question about self-deliverance, self-inner healing, brokenhearted issue, feeling demonic oppression, I'll be more than happy to walk you through that process. And again, if you can just go ahead and unmute yourself here, Yasanga, so it's Y-S-A-N-G-A. Last name, Kamwita. Wait for a moment here. See if you can unmute yourself.
Hello.
Perfect. Thank you so much for being here. What would you like to bring before the Lord? And thank you for showing yourself on camera.
Thank you. I'm from Adam. Yes, the thing that I've been experiencing since I started praying, I've noticed that since I started praying, I have those moments when when I can feel the presence of the Lord, and then sometimes I don't. And then I have these spiritual attacks where since I started praying, it's been over 11 years. So the time that I want to have a breakthrough, I go back to zero. Again, I'll start praying again. The time that I feel like, okay, I can really feel the presence of the Lord, again, the attacks are going to come back again. And I'm feeling kind of disappointed because I feel like I can't reach to a certain point or I can't attain my deliverance. Because as much as I'm praying for things to be okay, things just keep getting worse. So even like right now, I believe this is the hand of the Lord connecting to you, because I haven't even been praying at all in the past month. I just feel, I don't feel motivated at all. So don't know, I was asking God to say, these powers that are tormenting me, I cannot get deliverance from this thing. Will I ever see my deliverance?
Yeah, that's a hard thing, you know, because, you know, we're knocking on the door. That's just our thing here. He doesn't say when he opens the door. And so we just keep on knocking, you know, and sometimes we do give up. And we may not pray for a month. You'd be surprised that, you know, that the majority of the people who do sessions with me, they don't do the work. I'll say, hey, did you do the training? I'll even look to see if they've done it. You know, and they're like, well, no, I haven't. You spoke with a client a year ago and they're like, nope, I haven't done anything, Pastor. Nope, I just went back to my normal life. And so as you bring these issues before the Lord, you'll see that he just says, hey, just keep going. I know it's hard and we may even give up for like what you said for a month and not even try. But at some point, again, the Holy Spirit tugs on us. We're saved. And so he says, hey, I'm going to start bringing you back here. The Holy Spirit will wing us to whatever, lead and guide us to getting extra freedom here. So I believe what he's doing is just bringing some more hope to you. That's what the Holy Spirit will do. Bring hope and joy to us and let us know that we can expect this freedom. And maybe we've been using the wrong prayer strategy. Maybe, you know, we've just been trying the same thing. And we didn't know. We didn't know there was other strategies like David, you know. He just didn't have this one strategy, guys. You know, there's more strategies that he used. This was just one of them. And by the way, even though it shares that he did it for a supernatural, he did it in the natural as well for warfare. He used those same tactics in the natural to wage warfare against the enemy, praising God, proclaiming the goodness of the Lord, spending time. So I believe this is going to help you as well, just to help you to get that freedom. Let's do a bit of inner healing. Can we go back to one of these times where you felt disappointed by the Lord, or you're looking for freedom, or maybe it's something else. Maybe someone really wounded and hurt you and it just hasn't been healed yet. Can you think of a brokenhearted issue from your past?
Yes, I can. I think relationship-wise, yes.
Okay.
And also in church, I think I got disappointed in church to the level where the pastor that I was following, the one who actually led me to Christ, along the way I discovered that he was a fraud. So I really felt disappointed. I still feel disappointed.
Yeah.
With that. So I've got trust issues. So when I'm going to a place to worship or they invite me, I feel like, is this person for real? Are they con men? Are they crooks, or are they under a coat? So
right, just some deception from the enemy to bring this over your life, and he loves to do this. By the way, he loves to make us self-doubt ourselves, or do these people have the right motive? So again, the Lord just wants to restore that area where you got wounded by these ministers, by this church. Let's have them do this, and let's have them bring healing to it. Let's do it together. Say, Jesus, thanks for bringing this up. I call on your name and authority, Jesus.
I call on your name and authority, Jesus.
I divide soul and spirit.
I divide soul and spirit.
Is there anyone that you need to forgive? Yourself? Them? God?
I think I need to forgive myself as well, because I've been thinking like I haven't been working harder, praying harder, or I've made so many mistakes. So I feel like I've let myself down.
Can you forgive yourself or do you need help?
I do what I can.
Say, Jesus, I forgive myself fully.
Jesus, I forgive myself
fully. Jesus, will you please come?
Jesus, will you please come?
Will you minister, speak to me now?
Will you minister, speak to me now?
Bring me confirmations this issue's been healed, please.
Confirmation, this thing has been healed, please.
He's right here, bringing confirmations and moving forward. Jesus, thank you for coming through. Let her know this issue's been healed. Father, as well, bring in that banner of love. What's he doing?
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
What's he doing? Share with me. Did you feel his presence? Did he bring peace?
So much peace.
Oh, wow, the Lord is good, isn't he? He just wants to heal us so bad. Thank you, Jesus, for bringing love to her. Thank you, Father, for bringing freedom to this brokenhearted one. Hey, let's do a bit of self-deliverance here. Let's do it together. Say, Jesus, I search myself by the finger of God.
Jesus, I search myself
by the finger of God. From the tips of my toes to the top of my head.
From the tips of my toes to the top of my head.
I command that. Whatever's not of God.
Whatever is not of God.
Holy Spirit, reveal it to me.
Holy Spirit, reveal it to me.
You may hear a name, a function, maybe it's a traumatic moment. Whatever he shares with you, what's he sharing with you? You might hear nothing.
I'm seeing something dark coming out of me and standing beside.
Ask the Holy Spirit this. Say, Holy Spirit, does this have a legal right to be here?
Holy Spirit, does this have a legal right to be here?
You hear yes or no? No. Say, go to the pit in Jesus' name.
Go to the pit in Jesus' name.
Amen. Jesus, thank you for bringing healing to her now. Go ahead, Lord. Command these demons to leave like a mighty rushing wind going through and cleaning out that house completely. Jesus, well, thank you for bringing consumption by fire for these demons with the blaze coming from your presence in Jesus' name. The Lord is good, isn't he? Well, that's one of many that the Lord wants to restore as part of that. And I'm sure there's more work that he needs to do here. So go through that training in the very beginning, okay? Say, hey, do you know what? This isn't feeling good, Lord. I don't like this feeling. Whatever it is. Hey, I bring it before you. Tattle on the enemy. Yay, I don't like this, Jesus. The enemy's tormenting me. And then bring it before the Lord. Jesus, I divide soul and spirit. I call on your name and authority. Will you heal this part of me? Bring confirmations of restoring me, especially if it's not just a legal right from your past. It just might be fear that's there. And Jesus bringing hope to that fear and telling the enemy where to go and bringing freedom. So that's what he's doing, just healing this issue. He's putting you in the fire, refining you, taking out all of the impurities like a blacksmith, you know? And so he's like, perfect, now that's one more thing that she has victory over and she gets to tread over serpents and scorpions, and it's a testimony. So Jesus brought testimony today by healing you as well as the other lady that was here. What a blessing, huh? Amen. Well, thank you so much for volunteering today.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. The Lord is good and his mercies endure forever.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. Jesus, we just thank you once again for healing this brokenhearted one and setting her free. We give you all of the glory, Father, and we honor and glorify you for bringing healing to her. Oh, Lord, she's been searching for such a long time, and you brought healing to this brokenhearted one, and we thank you once again. The Lord just wants to heal brokenhearted issues, guys. And it's us knocking on the door over and over again to get that freedom. And a lot of times we just don't know how, but these step processes are quite easy. And we're just using scripture, biblical principles to get that freedom, turning to Jesus as a friend, a father, and a judge, knocking on that door. Hey guys, later on today, we're going to have a second webinar. It's going to be at 3 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time. I think that's like 6 or 7 hours away from now. I'm not sure. But join there. It's free. Again, you know, it shares that you can donate what you want, even zero. So just put zero inside there. Show up. It's going to be a bit different from this teaching here. We're talking about approaching the throne room of grace like in Luke 18. And we're going to be talking about some Old Testament things there as well that's going to help us to get freedom in the courtroom. So and just encouragement to show up. We are going to be doing, starting next week, or seeing like an email blast going out about it. The page is going to be up in about a date or two, but we are going to be doing some deliverance training. So this is the self-inner healing and deliverance, teaching you how to come before Jesus. But this is actually, the next one's going to be teaching you, so you can learn how to do deliverance. We're going to start with Dr. Scott's old tried and true way. To bring up brokenhearted issues before the Lord. It's working with demons. It's usually what I share with everyone who's ever wanting to learn how to do deliverance. They'll say, I want to learn your way, Pastor. And I say, well, that's taken years to craft this and the Lord to make it so peaceful and calm. We do share Dr. Scott's training. After that training's done, by the way, it's going to be taking about 14 weeks to go through it. I'm going to be teaching it all. It's going to be all brand new training directly from me as part of it in the future. But as well as we're going to be teaching after that 7 weeks on this tried and true way the Lord has taught me how to do deliverance by approaching the throne room of grace to get our victory as part of that, and approaching Jesus as a friend, father, as well as a judge. So I'll be watching for it's free as well to join a board for that one. Again, it will be a donate what you want option is there as well. And I know that the Lord's going to be doing some miraculous things with that and teaching the body of Christ to get additional freedom so they can help others. You know, the reason why we go through this stuff, guys, is because now after we got free, Jesus says, I want to use you. I want you to do deliverance ministry, big and small. And he wants to use you. That's the only reason. And as we get free, he says, you just can't hold this back. You just can't go through deliverance and inner healing and not share it with people. You can't let your friend who's perishing for their lack of knowledge on how to heal, you know, their abortion that they had, or their miscarriage that they had, or, you know, the loss of a family member, or, you know, some demonic oppression. So Jesus will be tugging on you to help others to get that additional freedom. And he's going to be doing this on and off the rest of your life. Some of you have big callings on your life. That Jesus is going to be calling you. You're going to be successful. You'll be all over the world. You'll travel. And at some point in time, you'll go, oh, yeah, I remember. Yeah, I was in a webinar with Pastor Tim doing free deliverance. And those tools helped me to help others to get freedom. Then again, you know, you'll be able to help thousands of others. You know, as the Lord just helped this ministry, helped others to get freedom. We're going to be praying for you guys. As part of this, if you feel led, you can always donate to our ministry. We do spend time teaching and equipping the body of Christ to learn about deliverance. Dr. Scott has been our partner in our ministry, and he's staff pastor as part of that. So you can check out his training directly on our website. We'll be having it up there until those 7 weeks are over and done with, and then we'll be sharing our new training here and have Dr. Scott's as an additional training module. But I look forward to seeing you guys soon. We're going to be closing in prayer. I know we didn't get to everybody here. Show up to the next webinar or next week if we didn't get to your questions or wanted to walk you through the process, what you're going through. As well, if you feel led, you can always book a consult with me or a session. The Lord will tug on your heart and tell you to take those next steps. Father, we thank you for all that you've done through the righteous Son here today. Again, we honor and glorify you. Thank you for healing these brokenhearted people, the three people who volunteered today, Lord, that was ordained by you. You wanted to restore them and set them free. And again, Lord, you made it so easy to bring freedom to them. And we thank you, Lord, for that. Lord, as well, we close out the courts of heaven. We declare freedom for the body of Christ here. We thank you that now the kingdom of God has come upon them all. Thank you, Jesus, for healing their heart, restoring them, and let those seeds be planted in good soil.
in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, we'll see you next week. See you in a little bit, in a couple hours, to do our next video, guys, our next webinar. Look forward to chatting with you guys soon. Bye-bye.